A Quackcast number 234. This one is called Best Hospital. Eye roll. Science. Figuring things out is better than making things up. A t-shirt I recently saw. Except, in a recent post Mayo Clinic promotes Reiki, Steve seemed surprised that the Mayo was offering Reiki. I don't know. Maybe he was channeling Louis from Casablanca. I know the Mayo is a top hospital, but I trained in Minneapolis at Hennepin County Medical Center, and we would have the occasional patient go to Rochester for a second opinion, only to return with a repeat of our evaluation, no change in the diagnosis or treatment plan, but a few dollars poorer for the experience. As a result, our motto was always, hold the Mayo. I remain skeptical about the whole concept of top hospitals and top doctors. While there are certainly lousy doctors and hospitals, in my career, most doctors and hospitals, at least in the Portland metro area, are pretty much the same. Surgeons? Well, some do have better motor skills and hand-eye coordination, but that's about it. Dr. Oz is always called a great surgeon, but I have never been able to discover the criteria used to determine said greatness. A lower death rate? Fewer infections? Shorter length of stay? The use of Reiki in the OR? No idea. I have been a U.S. News top doctor, so you know that the methodology is suspect. I thought it would be entertaining to go through the U.S. News and World Report's Best Hospitals Honor Roll 2023 to 2024 and see what scams they had to offer. I went to each website and searched for various scams using search terms like integrative, complementary, acupuncture, Reiki, and the like. Many of these hospitals are part of healthcare systems, so I often had to search results returned for the system and the relationship between the honor roll hospital and the scam offered by the hospital system is not always clear. But as my father used to say, you can judge a person by the company they keep. All the hospitals on the honor roll trumpeted the designation on the website, so let's see what kind of honor roll for scams they have, shall we? First up, Barnes Jewish Hospital, where you deserve extraordinary care. It is part of a 6-hospital system. They offer acupuncture as part of their physical medicine and physical therapy, as part of their Living Well Center, and they offer Tai Chi and lifestyle medicine. You may or not want to include the last two in the scam category. But otherwise, not much on scam, and their information sites on scam seem to have a skeptical edge. Brigham and Women's Hospital. There's no better place to be. They have an Osler Clinical Center for Integrative Medicine, which offers acupuncture, both Chinese and Japanese, as well as moxibustion, acupressure, and laser acupuncture. What? No electroacupuncture? Posers. They suggest, quote, clinical studies show that acupuncture, by itself or in combination with conventional therapies, i.e. those at work, may be an effective treatment for nausea caused by surgical anesthesia and cancer chemotherapy, pain syndromes such as dental and postoperative pain, headache and facial pain, myofascial pain, osteoarthritis, low back pain, joint pain, TMJ, carpal tunnel syndrome, and tennis elbow, primary dysmenorrhea, and problems associated with pregnancy, such as morning sickness, late term and possibly correction of breech position, no way, allergic rhinitis, including hay fever, and assistance in stroke rehabilitation. But note the may be effective. Charge for worthless quackery based on a may. I wonder if patients could get away with saying they may pay for the acu-whatever. They also offer chiropractic care, craniosacral therapy, and therapeutic Tai Chi and yoga. In the race to the bottom of being goofy, cranial sacral therapy could very well win. See my Alas Poor Cranial Sacral, a scam of infinite jest of most infinite fancy, for details. They note that, quote, contemporary chiropractors blend the art of hands-on therapy with the science and technology of modern medicine and physical rehabilitation. Well, that's news to me. And in discussing potential risks, mentioned, quote, the risk of serious irreversible complication from spinal adjustments is rare. Without specifically mentioning the risk of catastrophic vertebral artery dissection and stroke, which I always call the chiropractic hanging from an intervention with no basis in reality. They also discuss fiction like it is reality. Quote, the ultimate goal of Tai Chi, like acupuncture, is the free flow of qi, energy flow that sustains living beings throughout the body, thereby healing the systems that have become imbalanced and further strengthening the systems that are already robust, which is nonsense. They do not offer, i.e. charge, for Reiki, but they do support it. Quote, at BWH, any nurse, volunteer, or other approved hospital staff member who is trained, certified, gullible, no wait, just certified, and competent in second-degree Reiki and above, thus meets our hospital's minimum policy requirement to perform Reiki on patients. How does one become trained, certified, and competent in fiction? I, in case you should be stabbed by a black breath, am trained, certified, and competent in the use of atholos and the Reiki as part of their colorectal treatment options. Quote, the center provides counseling, physical therapy, pain management, and integrative therapies like massage, as well as integrative therapies like Reiki and acupuncture for pneumonectomy? Ah, just what I need when they remove my lung. Reiki. You better also be damn well giving me some morphine after that procedure. Cedars-Sinai Medical Center. They have acupuncturists on staff, and the Spiritual Care Division offers Reiki. That's it. No programs or institutes that focus on scams. I rotated at Cedars-Sinai as a fellow. It is in Beverly Hills, and I would have expected far more woo. The Cleveland Clinic, whose motto is, every life deserves world-class care. A motto evidently ignored for what follows. They have a Center for Functional Medicine, which has been discussed over at Respectful Insolence. Quote, functional medicine aims to find the root cause of illness and treat it in a holistic way. Hey, someone's been reading the naturopathic websites. Which, given that they have a naturopath who promotes homeopathy as one of their acupuncturists, comes as no surprise. And the Center for Integrative and Lifestyle Medicine, which offers acupuncture, traditional Chinese pseudo-medicine, Chinese herbal pseudo-medicine, chiropractic, osteopathic manipulation, I wonder how those two groups get along. Holistic psychotherapy, Reiki, cranial sacrotherapy, and, if you want to include them as a scam, yoga and culinary medicine. Reiki is also available through Cancer Care, where they will lighten the load of your wallet while you receive your chemotherapy infusions. They are pushing cranial sacrotherapy for epilepsy, MS, autism, stroke, and traumatic brain injury, among other indications. All, they warn, not covered by insurance. I have to wonder, though, is this just greed? Are they cynical or gullible to offer such rank nonsense to critically ill patients? The discussions on the website of these scams are less than critical, presenting the fictional basis as if they were facts. The Hospital of the University of Pennsylvania, Penn Presbyterian. As is often the case, scam is offered through the Integrative Oncology Services. They offer you cow pie to the most vulnerable. They have acupuncture, aromatherapy, that stinks, guided meditation and mindfulness program, massage therapy, Reiki, of course, and yoga. Quote, acupuncture offers many benefits to cancer patients. When added to your treatment plan, acupuncture can enhance the general quality of your life by reducing the side effects of cancer treatment and help promote an overall sense of well-being and balance. Me, I would prefer a Boulevardier. Acupuncture is actively promoted without weasel words like may. They also promote acupuncture and herb use to another emotionally vulnerable population, those with fertility issues. Reiki is available while undergoing chemotherapy or radiation therapy, and quote, Reiki sessions are natural and holistic. There is no physical manipulation, just psychological and emotional. Nothing is ingested and nothing is applied to the skin. In other words, they are doing absolutely nothing. than charging you for it. Houston Methodist Hospital. It is part of an 8-hospital system. As best I can determine, they have no specific program that focuses on SCAM. They do offer acupuncture for a variety of pain conditions and were involved in one electroacupuncture trial. But that's it. I searched for all the usual suspects and found nothing. Even the cancer center is SCAM-free. Not even Reiki. So, two big thumbs up for Houston Methodist. John Hopkins Hospital. Community care, worldwide healing. They are part of a 6-hospital system. Acupuncture, of course, described as, quote, an ancient Chinese practice involving the use of tiny needles to stimulate the nervous and immune systems. Really? During the procedure, a licensed acupuncturist inserts hair-thin needles into the skin at specific points on the body and completely ignores infection control practices. Acupuncture is painless, unless you pop a lung, and research shows it helps support conventional treatment for a range of problems that include stress, chronic pain, and digestive disorders. Experts note that it may be particularly effective for insomnia. Right, I sleep really well with needles in me. Supports conventional treatment. The weasel words that mean nothing. The intervention as a sling. Really, so much of alternative medicine seems to describe itself as a truss. Acupuncture is offered for a huge number of medical problems, as well as Chinese herbal therapies at the Acupuncture and Chinese Medicine Clinic, which is just one guy. Although I was in solo practice for years, I always wanted to call myself a clinic, or even better, an institute. There is a bit of Reiki and a single chiropractor. So, St. John's is more of a scam dabbler. Massachusetts General Hospital. Our strength is yours. They have a Catherine A. Gallagher Integrative Therapies program that offers Qigong and acupuncture as part of their cancer care. Quote, acupuncture uses fine sterile needles applied to specific areas of the body to stimulate energy flow. It can help reduce stress and relieve symptoms and side effects related to cancer treatment, such as anxiety, nausea, dry mouth, and fatigue. Acupressure involves applying gentle pressure to these same points with the hands. What is this energy of which they all speak? Well, it's rank pseudoscience. Quote, remember, complementary therapies have a cumulative effect. That means it may take several treatments for you to notice any changes. Be patient with the process. Translation, if you wait long enough, you will get better on your own, but we can charge you. As far as I can tell, they do not offer Reiki to patients, but they do to staff. Quote, those who receive Reiki treatments do so to relieve stress and pain, induce relaxation, accelerate natural healing, and support other medical modalities. During a session, the practitioner sends healing energy towards an individual, group, event, or situation in the past, the present, or the future. Wow, time travel. I knew the Mass General was at the forefront of innovation, but sending healing energy into the past and the future? Whoa, I hope we can use that energy to power hoverboards. Mayo Clinic, Rochester. Hold the Mayo. Sorry, wrong motto. It's transforming your care. I never did like the Transformer movies, which I saw with my boys when they were young. It was incoherent. Not unlike much of SCAM. We know that the Mayo Clinic offers Reiki, as mentioned at the start of this podcast. What else? Quote, Mayo Clinic's integrative medicine specialists are focused on your needs. They work with you and your other members of your care team to provide a holistic approach to encourage healing and wellness. Doesn't sound like they actually do anything. Because, quote, the treatments used by Mayo Clinic's integrative medicine experts have been tested for safety and effectiveness and found wanting. And they offer a variety of interventions that offer no effectiveness over transferring money from the patient to the Mayo. Besides the worthless Reiki, there is acupuncture, herbal medicine, acupressure, reflexology, and the always visible craniosacral therapy. They have a chiropractor on staff so they can have an intervention that is neither safe nor effective. Of course, the scams are integrated with cancer care. By integrating cow pie with apple pie, they say, quote, there have been many claims for herbal supplements and other alternative therapies. Many of them have more to do with marketing than science, but well-designed clinical trials, including those conducted by the Mayo Clinic, have shown the real value of integrative therapies. And these studies at the Mayo, there is the profoundly embarrassing a study to determine the effect of distance reiki on patient-reported quality of life and immunity among multiple myeloma patients. Quote, this study aims to demonstrate the acceptability and feasibility of the use of distance reiki therapy versus sham reiki therapy. Is there a difference? Among multiple myeloma patients. It also aims to determine if there is a minimally clinically meaningful improvement in various quality of life domains, overall quality of life with use of patient-reported outcomes measurement information system and single-item linear analog scale after distance reiki. Actually, it's distance reek. They forgot the I. Huh. Reek is better, actually. Lastly, it aims to analyze the effect of distance reiki on expansion of the immune repertoire by comparing immune repertoires at baseline and at the end of the study by using mass spectrometry, multiplex polymerase chain reaction sequencing of the T-cell receptors for the assessment of immune repertoire diversity by iRepertoire. Whoa, real science. Given the ludicrous nature of this study, I really wonder how it got approved. They have evidently evaluated acupuncture for autonomic dysfunction, arrhythmias, and the loss of smell post-COVID, among others. I can't see where these studies have been published to demonstrate the effectiveness of acupuncture based on Mayo Clinic studies. I am sure that supportive data is out there somewhere. I mean, the Mayo would never have more to do with marketing than science. Am I right? Mount Sinai Hospital. They offer acupuncture for many types of pain. Treating pain, by the way, not inflicting it. They note that, quote, Mount Sinai's integrative medicine practice treats your pain as well as its underlying cause. But is the cause of your pain really your key being out of sync? Color me skeptical. The Institute for Advanced Medicine unironically offers as advanced, quote, massage, yoga, acupuncture, meditation, and other stress reduction therapies. The Division of Integrative Medicine also offer medical acupuncture, cupping, gua sha, which is a form of scraping, all to balance your qi, as well as yoga, all for pain. Decrease it again, not add to it, I suppose. And just what is medical acupuncture? Quote, when Western-trained doctors perform acupuncture, we call it medical acupuncture. Ah, that explains it. Not. When Western-trained doctors perform acupuncture, I call it quackery. The Breast Center offers foot reflexology, relaxation techniques like guided meditation and breathing exercises, and, of course, Reiki for cancer patients. And the Cancer and Reproductive Medicine, they offer the whole panoply of scam. Quote, physical and traditional medicine approaches such as acupuncture, cupping, and gua sha, yoga, tai chi, qigong, therapeutic massage, osteopathic manipulation, cranial sacral therapy. Boy, they're deeply into quackery. Movement and exercise. Relaxation, stress reduction. Mind, body, and spiritual approaches such as meditation, mindfulness, hypnotherapy. Behavior therapies, biofeedback, journaling, breathing exercises, Reiki, therapeutic touch, Jesus, pet therapy and guided imagery, nutritional, herb, and supplement consultations. The reproductive medicine department is evidently ready to forego science-based medicine entirely. Quote, a comprehensive selection of integrative therapies is available that can be used either in combination or in lieu of traditional Western medicine, in order to provide a holistic approach to care. Urology adds Tui Na, a form of Chinese massage, to their scam repertoire. Quote, the name comes from two of the actions. Tui, T-O-I, means to push, and na means to lift and squeeze. Other strokes include shaking and tapotement, a French term. It refers to rhythmic percussion, most frequently administered with the edge of the hand, a cupped hand, or tips of the fingers. I am not certain I would want any of that applied to my prostate, even with holistic prostate care. A single prostate exam is uncomfortable enough. I wouldn't want anyone to push, lift, and squeeze it. And they suggest that, quote, acupuncture and mind-body approaches are effective for chronic prostatitis, no, chronic pelvic pain, flank and groin pain, lower back pain, male and female lower urinary tract symptoms such as urinary frequency and urgency due to BPH, benign prostatic hypertrophy. That's news to me. They have a chiropractor as part of their spine center, but at least no naturopaths, probably because naturopaths are not able to be licensed in New York. New York Presbyterian Hospital, Columbia and Cornell. Their motto is Stay Amazing, and are part of a 10-hospital system. They have an integrative health and well-being program that offers acupuncture, guided imagery, herbal therapy, hypnotherapy, massage therapy, meditation, nutritional counseling, progressive relaxation, Qigong, Reiki, healing touch, Jesus, Tai Chi, and yoga. They say, quote, integrative health approaches are backed up by the findings of medical research. Just not positive findings that demonstrate benefit, mind you, but findings. I can see at some level how the average healthcare worker could be bamboozled into thinking there was something to acupuncture. The literature is a gish gallop that takes more time and care than most people have to wade through. But Reiki and therapeutic touch, please. Absolute nonsense. Quote, Mana Lu Wong says she needs only 1 minute to convince skeptics of the therapeutic effects of Reiki. Huh. Tell that to 9-year-olds like Emily Rosa. Acupuncture and therapeutic touch are offered at Cornell Weill, where they offer the idea that, quote, each point provides a specific function to regulate a free flow of blood and vital energy or qi. Free flow of blood? What is that? So I put free flow of blood and acupuncture into PubMed and found, quote, your search was processed without automatic term mapping because it retrieved zero results. I should know better to think than there was actual studies to support their advertising. Silly me. But maybe they mean bleeding at the needling point? That's the free throw of blood. Yeah, that's a tongue twister. That is the free flow of blood. They also have a urologist who is an acupuncturist as well. Don't worry, the male genitals are one of the few places, along with the eye or under the nails, that have no acupoints. Or so I hope. And of course, these services are targeted at cancer patients. Always go for your most vulnerable. North Shore University Hospital at Northwell Health. Their motto, reimagining what healthcare can be, together. Part of New York's largest healthcare system. The North Shore University Hospital has a chronic pain service that provides, quote, many complementary therapies, including Reiki therapy, aromatherapy, pet therapy, meditation, and guided imagery. They are part of a system that is awash in scams, such as reflexology, acupuncture, and Reiki, through their Center for Wellness and Integrative Medicine and other sites. The system looks favorably on the concept of detoxification. And at one of the cancer centers in the system offers, quote, integrative medicine therapies with a registered nurse who specializes in aromatherapy, Reiki and healing energy, guided therapy, gentle touch, reflexology, and acupuncture provided by a licensed acupuncturist. Otherwise, scam offerings at the university appear to be minimal. Or my search foo is off. They do offer Reiki to the staff, one way to try and grant legitimacy to nonsense. Northwestern Medicine, Northwestern Memorial Hospital. They have an Osher Center for Integrative Health, which offers traditional Chinese pseudo-medicine like acupuncture, herbs, cupping, Tuana and Gua Sha. Energy medicine that includes Reiki and therapeutic touch. They have reflexology, chiropractic, craniosacral therapy. While a search for homeopathy yields no results, they say, quote, our highly qualified team of providers provides, you see, they're good. Their providers provide acupuncture, massage, counseling, mind-body therapy, chiropractic, naturopathy, nutrition and supplement advice, and fitness wellness education. And always remember, where there is a naturopath, the rank quackery of homeopathy is not far behind. They are also the first to mention, quote, meridians have been shown in research to be more than energetic pathways, but rather real anatomical structures potentially involved in tissue restoration and repair. Really? Searching PubMed, I can't find the reference to confirm that statement. I sure wish they had references. But I did come across a better understanding of the nature of meridians. Quote, we present here a model of meridians in the formalism of the gauge theory paradigm of quantum field theory with spontaneous breakdown of symmetry. We discuss the origin and dynamic self-focusing propagation of the electromagnetic field in coherent states and the role it plays in our meridian modeling. Within this frame, we consider the formation of solitary waves on proteins and anatomical filamentary structures and discuss non-dissipative energy transport. Finally, we analyze the relation of meridians with anatomical filamentary structures and reciprocal actions between meridians and biochemical activity and the key role played by free energy, internal energy, and entropy. I tell ya, there's nothing like quantum mechanics to generate gibberish. They also suggest these interventions for everything from cancer to fertility to arthritis. So as best I can tell, they offer every scan for every disease, perhaps the most comprehensive collection of scans of all the hospitals on the list. For women's health, they offer the usual scans for a variety of medical problems, including infertility, except oddly, birth control based on integrative medicine. Funny that. For energy therapy, they note, quote, energy treatments are aimed at healing imbalances in the energy fields purported to be in and around the human body. I always love the way they use weasel words like purported to justify the application of worthless interventions with no basis in reality outside of linking to a credit card. That is typical in all these scams, and you have to wonder if in their heart of hearts they know they are doing pure BS. NYU Langone Hospitals. They offer acupuncture, Reiki, therapeutic touch, not only to cancer and pain patients, but they offer integrative medicine to children, emphasizing, quote, the importance of integrative medicine. At least the Reiki and therapeutic touch for children is free. If you are going to do nothing, you should charge nothing. One of the Reiki masters is a reflexologist, so I assume a bit of nonsense is being fobbed off on the vulnerable as well. They offer yoga and guided therapy as well, if you want to consider those part of scam. They do have a sense of humor in their ironic use of the term evidence-based. Therapeutic touch, followed by the trademark symbol, by the way, is an evidence-based energy therapy that is used to promote balance and well-being. Direct touch is not necessary for the treatment, but may be used while picking the pocket. You have to note, of course, that all the evidence is negative, and I love the use of that registered trademark. For fertility issues, quote, acupuncture aims to calm the nervous system and improve blood flow to the pelvic region. It may improve pregnancy rates when used in conjunction with fertility treatment. Oh, that weasel word may, used to justify the, quote, initial 90-minute visit, $160, follow-up 60-minute visits, $120. And it often takes multiple visits, you know, to see an effect. Although the rehab service has a different mechanism of action for acupuncture, quote, it stimulates the nervous system to release important chemicals in the brain, such as pain-relieving endorphins. An improved energy balance also stimulates the body's natural healing abilities. For cancer, acupuncture has a different mechanism. Quote, the release of proteins, hormones, and brain chemicals that controls a number of body functions. Yeah, that's really nice and specific. Quote, acupuncture has been shown to affect blood pressure and body temperature, boost immune system activity, and release endorphins, the body's natural painkillers. Acupuncture complements cancer treatments, helping to improve the body's energy balance. Why you would want to alter body temperature with acupuncture is not mentioned, and I can't think of a reason why a cancer patient would want to do that. There is an extensive literature on changes in skin temperature at acupoints. What I read was less than impressive. None of these sites, however, explain just what this energy is and how it is balanced by so many different interventions. I wish our electric grid was so amenable. Quote, massage and acupuncture treatments must be paid for at the time of service, before the session. We accept cash, checks, major credit cards, and flexible spending account cards. Rush University Medical Center, among the nation's best, and part of a multi-hospital system. At first, I was optimistic. I searched the site for complementary and alternative. Nothing. Did I find a scam-free hospital? Of course not. There is acupuncture offered for everything from pain to hypertension to infertility to cancer. Quote, researchers think acupuncture works, it doesn't, by stimulating your nervous system in a way that promotes health and well-being and reduces pain. Really? In what way? And I suppose these researchers are quite gullible. Quote, Rush excellence in acupuncture. Acupuncturists at Rush regularly conduct research designed to increase knowledge of how acupuncture works and how it most effectively treats. Their acupuncture approaches are based on the latest research about what works best to ease which symptoms and conditions. Although, you know, if that was really true, the practice of acupuncture would have long been abandoned. But that's it. Searching the site finds no Reiki, no energy medicine, or any of the TCPM derivatives. No fly-by-night scams for Rush. Stanford Healthcare, Stanford Hospital. They have their Center for Integrative Medicine, which, quote, combines the best of mental, meditation, hypnosis, nutritional, acupuncture, and lifestyle treatments with mainstream modern medicine and psychotherapy to provide care for the whole person, mind and body. Started in 1998, the Stanford Center for Integrative Medicine is committed to an insane asylum, to evidence-based practices, which begs the usual question, how do these centers stay open if they are committed to evidence-based practice? Oh, I see. They just ignore the quality of the evidence. Got it. They offer their scams for a wide variety of problems, from pain to infertility. Quote, we help patients to combine alternative techniques, including acupuncture, hypnosis, mindfulness, and information regarding dietary supplements with traditional medical care. I love that they have alternative in quotes, which implies they don't find it legit. Or is it a sly dig that it isn't like fresh fish? Probably the former. Quote, our evaluation and counseling staff includes a physician-naturopath. Now, there are two words that don't really belong together, physician and naturopath. But if there is a naturopath, then all sorts of wackadoodle options will be on the table. They note, quote, traditional Chinese medicine theorizes that there are more than 2,000 acupoints on the human body. So, with the average human being about 3,000 square inches, excluding the eyes, nails, and genitals, that's about 1 point per square inch. I sure hope they are precise in their needling. They offer whole body detox. I wonder if you can have partial body detox. Yeah, please, just detox my left hand. But at least no Reiki, therapeutic touch, or chiropractic that I could find. UCLA Medical Center, quote, your best care is closer than you think, end quote. Yeah, Northwest Portland at Legacy. Unless it is integrative medicine, which they offer for many programs for digestive health, cancer, menopause, and more, they also have a center for East-West medicine. They offer aromatherapy, yoga, tai chi, and meditation, if you want to count those as scams. Whether you do is very dependent on the message offered. Quote, you will receive exceptional care from board-certified doctors who pioneer research in integrative health, nutrition, traditional Chinese medicine, and more. How one gets exceptional care from rank quackery that is acupuncture, acupressure, and traditional Chinese pseudo-medicine and Reiki is, well, uncertain. Quote, a Japanese vibrational energy therapy facilitated by light touch on or slightly off the body that balances the human biofield, the field of energy and information, wow, that surrounds and permeates the human body. Not even a weasel word. Reiki and its underlying fictional premise is presented as fact. UC San Diego Health, La Jolla, and Hillcrest Hospitals. World-class care here for you and near a really good golf course. Part of a 15-hospital system. They do not have a center or a web page for scams. They do offer acupuncture for pain and endometriosis, but are low-key with no push or advertisements for the intervention. Searching the site for all the usual suspects yields nothing. As best I can tell, it is the least scammy hospital on the list. UCSF Health, UCSF Medical Center. One of the several metastases of the Osher Center for Integrative Health. Of course, they offer acupuncture for a wide variety of processes, from pain to infertility, although the photograph of the ungloved hands was the most cringe-inducing of all the acupuncture photos I saw during the preparation of this podcast. They also offer Chinese herbs and supplements. They offer Ayurveda, which, along with traditional Chinese pseudo-medicine, proposes to reinstate balance. I mean, is it the same balance that acupuncture provides, or Reiki? Or are they different? Does one imbalance need TCPM and another imbalance need Ayurveda, while yet another imbalance needs energy medicine? They never really clarify which balance might be required and why for a given imbalance. Cancer patients, of course, being the most vulnerable, are the focus. All predators know to go for the weakest in the herd. They note, quote, integrative medicine is an approach that looks at each person as a complete, unique person, rather than just someone who is a set of symptoms, in quotes, that need to be corrected. I think it is kind of sad how symptoms are, in quotes. Makes you wonder what kind of diagnosticians are in integrative medicine centers. It is the pattern of signs and symptoms that is key in reaching a diagnosis. I suppose I should say they are integrative, quote, doctors, unquote. They offer Reiki and provide it free to the homeless. For those that have nothing, they offer more of the same. They aspire to, quote, advancing the science of integrative health by conducting and disseminating rigorous research. But looking over that research, not a lot of rigor I can see. The one acupuncture study was piloted and not randomized. Why bother? But scam researchers love their small, poorly designed, placebo-free studies that qualify as evidence that will only demonstrate the worthlessness of their intervention. Included are, quote, styles of massage offered are deep tissue, sweetness, acupressure techniques, healing, and therapeutic touch. They describe massage as, quote, depending on the style of massage, techniques may include stroking, kneading, rocking, tapping, or holding steady pressure. Somehow therapeutic touch, and sometimes Reiki, is included as a form of massage, but in both interventions, the patient is not usually touched, so that is a massage just how? This is the nothing burger and the nothing massage. The University of Michigan Health, Ann Arbor. They have an integrative family medicine of all things, yet another that is, quote, informed by evidence, but then proceeds to ignore said evidence by offering acupuncture. They are very nonspecific with their options, almost as if they are embarrassed to wade into the pool of scam. Quote, a well-rounded treatment plan is then created that suits each individual's unique needs, offering specific recommendations for mind, body, spirit, and emotion that aims to optimize health. Integrative therapies such as holistic nutrition, relaxation techniques, acupuncture, massage, herbs, and supplements are blended with the best of medical science and technology. That is the hallmark of the Michigan difference. This approach fosters optimal well-being and healing, no matter what the health challenges. They do, of course, offer integrative medicine to cancer patients, and they even have a fellowship. Otherwise, searching the website with a specific scam term such as Reiki yields nothing. However, with a naturopath as the co-director of their program, I would suspect many a fiction-based therapy may be on the table. UT Southwestern Medical Center. It was 99% scam-free. I suppose in Texas, they have enough other irrational belief systems that they can't burden their healthcare system with another. Even the cancer center appears to be scam-free. But searching the website for all the usual suspects finds nothing but a lone family practitioner who appears to be interested in scam. And if you search outside the websites, you can find a few practitioners of acupuncture, but the service is not explicitly offered. So, wow, I wonder how long that's going to last. Vanderbilt University Medical Center. Vanderbilt is yet another of the metastatic sites of the Osher Center, but it appears to be relatively low-key. Acupuncture, of course, Qigong, yoga, and Tai Chi. But no Reiki, no therapeutic touch. Kind of scam light, as it were. Conclusion. So, that is what the honor roll of hospitals has to offer for scams. Or maybe it should be called the honor trick roll. Quote, a trick roll is when a healthcare worker commits a scam on a client or potential client, irrespective of whether any medical therapy takes place. Acupuncture and Reiki appear to be the most popular fiction-based interventions, so even the alleged best and brightest succumb to the siren call of scam. I am less than surprised, and I debated about making the S in scam a dollar sign. It kind of makes it dis-easy, but not certain that will become a thing. What I do not understand is why these interventions are not considered fraud. Computer companies seem to get sued for far less. If this were a business and you lied about the size of your real estate or the accuracy of your diagnostic testing or the value of your cryptocurrency, you'd be fined millions of dollars, lose your license to practice, and maybe even go to jail. In medicine, you get an academic appointment and your very own center. Perhaps businesses should say they use integrative or complementary or alternative business practices along with more weasel words. Maybe it would keep them out of jail. There was an article in The Atlantic on shrinkflation where they noted, quote, the government could more strongly enforce existing laws about deceptive selling practices and work to further prohibit misleading tactics, including with stricter labeling rules. Why that's not applied to scams, I will never understand. I have little doubt that most healthcare workers in these institutions lack the time and interest to care. They shrug, the medical equivalent of the banks didn't lose any money. I am of an old school opinion that physicians and hospitals need to strive for a higher standard of ethical responsibility. I crack me up. But people trust healthcare workers with their lives, their health, their time, their money, and hope. It seems a shame to take it all away with scams. I used to think that Sisyphus was the mascot for SBM. Then maybe Hercules mucking out the Aegean stables. Now, probably a telepod-related mashup of both, as neither the work nor the horseshit will ever diminish. Sisyphus is dung beetle? Hey, that works for me. And a short addendum to my last podcast. Science published another article, Teach Indigenous Knowledge Alongside Science. Note the word alongside. It is a reasoned, precise, and well-thought-out article, unlike the prior editorial I talked about in my last podcast. They note, quote, we do not argue that indigenous knowledge should usurp the role of or be called science. But to step from not science to therefore not as valuable and worthy of learning is a non sequitur based on personal values and not a scientifically defensible position. I agree. And that's the difference between those in upstate New York and those in New Zealand. And that ends this particular Quackcast, number 234. Damn, it's a long one. References and clever links can be found at the science-based medicine blog of the same name, Best Hospital Eye Roll, from March 19th, 2024. Otherwise, let's bring it to a close. Thanks for listening. Bye.